Look, I got a testimony. I gotta tell him what God did. I'm calling God the homie. He took me out of the mosh pit. I would contest the phonies. Separate demons and God's kids. I gotta spread his word, so I'ma show you who the God is. The word is my weapon. I move like a general.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Walk With Me. I am your host, JJ. So good to have each and every one of you with us today. I'm so thankful for you listening to this podcast. You could be listening to any other podcast or doing anything else, but you've decided to take a few moments to listen to this podcast, and I am eternally grateful for that. I'm grateful to each and every one of you who like and share and send me questions. And you know, now that I'm thinking about it, if you have questions, send them to walkwithmebiblestudy@gmail.com. walkwithmebiblestudy@gmail.com. Thank you so much for the sponsors, $2 lyricist. He's got a new album out. And it's called the category, I guess you would be like drill gospel, which I have to admit I wasn't too fond of for the first 8 seconds, but then after that, I started liking it. It was pretty good. And he's always been very talented. Just watching his growth and progression and his walk towards Jesus, it's an amazing thing just watching this happen. And he's got some testimonies, some powerful testimonies too, about what God has brought him through. Also, my other sponsor, Exquisite Creations. We are going to be in the process of moving. When we go live, we'll be able to show you some of the product that she's offering. Thank you so much for that sponsorship. Thank you, each and every one of you, for joining us. Now, we are going to talk about some other things. We're going to continue our discussion from last week about Paul. Because Paul, as we left off, Paul was standing on Mars Hill in Athens. And if you know about Mars, you know about the Greeks, then you know that they worship, you know, they had their own set of gods. They had their own set of beliefs. You had Mars, you had Zeus, and you had the other, a lot of other different Aphrodite, and they all were meant to celebrate different aspects of their lives. So Mars was standing here on, Paul was standing here on Mars Hill, and he was saying, man, and these were people who had, in theory, transitioned to Christianity. And let's just post this on our brains here. While Paul was evangelizing, he always came across different churches that had been started. And the problem with some of these churches, well, let's just read about it. So Paul was standing in Athens on Mars Hill, and he said, we're talking about Acts chapter 17. I remember at the book of Acts is where the church actually started. The only other time the church was mentioned prior to that was when Jesus was talking to Peter. And before that, the church did not exist. After that, Romans through Jude was all letters to churches. So in the book of Acts, this is where churches were started. So in Acts chapter 17 and verse 22, Paul says, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, you men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. Now, why would he say that? Now, he's not talking to people who had not come to Jesus. He was actually talking to a church that had been established. Oh, also, before I forget, when we talk about a scripture, sometimes I might give a scripture, I might give a scripture, passage. It's always important. If I or anyone gives you a verse, always read a verse or two above, verse or two below, because context is key. I can tell you, or anyone can tell you, anything that they want to tell you, whether it's truth or lie, they take something out of context. So this is important. If somebody gives you scripture, even if you go to church, if a preacher up there gives you scripture, write it down and then go home and read that entire chapter to make sure you're being told the truth. And I don't generally say it this forcefully, I guess, but trust me, some recent things I've heard, you're like, wait, what did you just say? Anyway, but remember, verse or two above, verse or two below, or preferably the full chapter. So here we are now, we're talking about Paul, and this is the 17th chapter of Acts. And Paul was preaching a one God message. One God that self exists, one God that gives life, supports life, issues judgment, does everything that these Grecian gods and other pagan gods too, that all these gods did their one little thing. Like, you had one God of war, you had one God of thunder, you had one God of life, you had one God of sexual desire, and you had all these little gods doing all these little different things, but Paul was preaching one God. Hey, listen, there's this one God that's bigger than all these gods. He can do all these things. You think these other gods? So we're going to keep reading Acts chapter 17, 23 to 26. For as I passed by, I beheld your devotion and found an altar with the inscription to the unknown God. Which, let's pause here. They're actually recognizing the fact that there's a different God out there than the one they were worshiping. Well, let's continue. Whom you therefore ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made of hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life, all breath, all things, and hath made one blood of all nations of men, for dwell all the face of the earth, and hath determined the time for appointment and the bonds of their habitation. Basically, he's saying that, and this is also, let me just, because I don't want to lose the thought. A lot of people who talk against church trying to use the scripture, they're taking it out of time. The verse where it says, neither he worshiped with men's hands, and dwelleth not in the temple made with hands. That part. They literally take like part of two scriptures and put them together and make a scripture. That's why you can never find it when somebody asks you. So, but what Paul is saying here, you have these altars dedicated to their own little God, and you got this one altar that is talking about this unknown God, which is actually the God, but you don't know it, but you worship him and you don't know how you worship him. But let's continue. And in Isaiah, it talks about in 46 and 9, remember the former things of old. For I am God, there is none else. I am God, there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, the ancient times, things that are not yet known. Saying, my counsel stands, and I will do all my pleasure. Now, this is still the same God. Now, Isaiah is talking about God. And how God came from, there was no beginning to God. He is the beginning. There is no God that supports him. Like you talk about the son of Zeus. Like there's no support system. God is the support system. And so what was happening was these new churches in Athens were trying to bring their idol worship into their Christian worship. And you see a lot of this today. You see a lot of it. And I hesitate to say, you know what? No, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Like, when you see some people walking around with these stars, you know what I'm talking about? Not the 6-pointed one, the 5-pointed one. They bring that from the world into their church, and then they propagate it as if, you know, part of their worship. But they're bringing, or, you know, you start talking about, hey, throw salt over your shoulder. That's a superstition. They're bringing these things that was part of the old worship system into their Christianity, and God is not allowing that. God does not want that. You are a new creature. Once you are born again, you are a new creature. Even your old belief systems are gone. And this is part of what started getting Paul in trouble. And his source, the name of the the podcast today, the title of the podcast, Choose the Consequences, because Paul began to expose the fact that people were bringing in their external lives or their external worship systems, their external belief systems into Christianity, and it just doesn't fit with Christianity. I mean, putting your hat on the table is superstition. I can think of a whole black cat crossing your path. Those are all superstitions based in the lack of, lack of a better term, witchcraft. And these things are very prominent in a lot of churches that don't know any better. So this is what Paul was doing. Hey, man, listen, you don't even know what you're doing right here. There is no unknown God. If you are born again, you know God. You have the Holy Ghost, you know God. If you are baptized in the name, you know God. So, and Paul started getting in trouble by saying these things. And the next thing you know, Paul is in prison. But that didn't stop him. And the reason why Paul is in prison is not because he went out and stole from the CVS. He did not go out and rip something down that was offensive. What he did was he spoke the truth. And what we will learn is that when people have created power systems, the truth is often very threatening to them. And it's not, and let me quantify that, because that was sort of a general statement. And it's not the fact that the truth is threatening to them, is that the truth is threatening their power. And once you threaten someone's power, they will do anything necessary to get you taken out. That's why the disciples were killed. The original 12, yeah, that's why. They were threatening power. They were talking about Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus went to the cross, because he was threatening the Sanhedrin power, the Pharisees' power. People, evil, wicked people do not like their power threatened. And they will do what it takes to get rid of you. Now, that's why it's important. If you are speaking truth, make sure you are speaking the entire truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Not what somebody told you, not what you feel. It's gotta be the truth. Well, how do you know it's the truth? Because the truth bears itself out. It boils all the way down to the common denominator. It's not wishy-washy. And a lot of times it goes against what people are, have preconceived notions against. So, now, Paul wrote a lot of these letters, the letters that we talked about, Romans through Jude, except the ones that, Peter wrote. Paul's letters were written, most of them were written while he was awaiting trial. And back then, there was no such thing as go in and make bail and we were on pretrial release. No, no, no. You went in jail and you stayed in jail until you were pretty much convicted. Because if you got arrested, that was pretty much it. You got convicted. There's no such thing as a fair trial. We've gotten very comfortable with the idea of a fair trial. But we've seen lately how this whole thing of fair trial is not necessarily a real thing. All you need is a couple people to lie against you, and that makes the case. So you got to be very careful, and if you're telling the truth, make sure it's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. 1 Timothy, and this is where, I'm sorry, 2 Timothy is where Paul finally has accepted his coming faith. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid unto me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me that day, not to me only, but to all them that love his appearance. Now you might say to me, well, JJ, what? How do you know Paul went to heaven? Well, that's what faith is discerning. That's what faith is consisting. You can't, if you have to understand that if you are teaching exactly the way God teaches it to you, not what JJ teaching you. Don't forget about JJ. Forget about Pastor, Deacon, Doctor, whatever. The Bible is going to tell you. The Bible is the rule. Now, if I'm teaching you something that is not in the Bible, if I am teaching you something not in the Bible, feel free to ignore it. Matter of fact, feel free to never listen to this podcast again. Because I am, in fact, leading you astray. If I'm teaching you something that's not in the Bible, and I don't even know why I said leading you astray, but I'm lying to you. I'm lying to you. And therefore, if you are understanding that, this is why it's very important when I tell you verses 2 above, verses 2 below, from the book, that whole chapter. Because I cannot stress enough how many people are devoutly, sincerely, and ignorantly, unknowingly teaching a lie. Some very good people. People who are not doing this out of the spirit of maliciousness, but people who literally believe a lie and are teaching that lie because they really believe it, and not understanding that this is not true. For instance, and we're going to get back to the superstitions thing in a minute, all that stuff, because we could talk about that. For instance, this whole Trinitarian thing. There are very good, wholesome people who are not Christian simply because they believe that there are three gods, no matter how many times the Bible tells you, I am one. We just read Isaiah. We just read it. Let's go back to it. Isaiah 46:9. I am God, not we are God. And there is none else. I am God. There is none like me. This is all singular context here. But there are people who will literally argue you down that there is a Trinity. And again, they're not doing it out of a spirit of maliciousness. They're not doing it because they don't like you. They just really believe it. So, and I say all that to say, if you think you are telling the truth, make sure that what you consider to be truth is actually true. At some point, we have gotten into this whole thing about your truth, my truth, and I'm not sure where that came from. Only the spirit of lies could have been introduced. Only the spirit of lies could have introduced this whole subjective truth business. Because there is only the truth, and then there's everything else. And the truth doesn't matter if JJ likes it, if you like it, if Pastor Deacon, Doctor, so-and-so likes it, it doesn't matter. The truth is the truth, and it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It matters about your feelings, it doesn't matter what grandma told you, it doesn't matter what grandpa told you. My uncle was a very good man. He was a good man. Taught me a lot about being a man. If he says something that went against the word of God, he is not telling the truth. And that's just how it is. And Paul, being who Paul was, hey, I'm going to tell the truth regardless, he knew that he was going to be executed for the things that he said. Why? First of all, Jesus said, you shall be killed in my name. And Christian all over the world until a certain other organization got started was routinely killed for just saying that they were Christian. Oh, and you just say, okay, well, what organization was that? And that was the Catholic Church. When the Catholic Church got started by Constantine, they sort of get some sort of weird absorption where they basically swallow what was left of the Christian church and combine it with a bunch of pagan beliefs. Now, we don't have time to get into all the pagan beliefs, but we'll talk about a lot of them, like bringing in the Christmas tree. This is a pagan celebration that the Catholic Church brought into called Christmas, when even putting Christmas in December is not biblical. How you know that, JJ? Because in Israel, where Israel is right now, in December, it is cold and rainy and miserable. You are not going to have shepherds laying around outside on the ground. That's just how that is. So, and the Easter Bunny. Oh, don't get me started on Easter Bunny. There's no such thing. So, we got to be very careful about all the things that we bring in. And when we speak truth, make sure it is the truth and not what somebody incorporated into like this big mix that's a lot. I told somebody a while back that the best truth, the best lie, that's lying, has a grain of truth, because it sounds real. It makes a little bit of sense, but then the more you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. But you're not given time to think about it. You just, hey, this is what you should believe, and that's it. Yes, there's a God the Father, a God the Son, a God the Holy Spirit. These three are separate, but they're somehow conjoined. Oh, why? Because that scripture says these three are one, but it says one. No, but they're like triune. Like, oh, you mean like when the Transformers, and they have the Unicron, and they have the three-faced thing? Yeah, kind of like that. No, because the Bible says he sits on the throne, like one person, not they. So it's not making any sense. Doctrine must be weighed against the Bible. All of it. Everything I tell you must be weighed against the Bible, not what somebody said. I don't care if I said it. If what I said contradicts the word of God in any way, I am the liar. The Bible says that every man be true and every word of God be true and every man a liar. So we got to be very careful. But this is where Paul was at. Paul went down there and immediately angered the Greeks, because he went in there and destroyed their worship system, therefore their power structure. And now he's in jail. He's in prison. And he's going to trial. He's going to be convicted. He's going to be executed. Just like that. And it's, and not because he was a criminal, but he told them. And there is going to be a time. But I said all that to say this. There will be a time where true Christians will be facing the same level of persecution again. The Bible says it. And I know. It is not pleasant to hear. It is not. But in the book of Revelation, it talks about how there's a bunch of people, a bunch of souls in heaven that were crucified or killed because of the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing more than that name. And I can get into the demonic influences that go behind that, but we don't have the time today. I would recommend, just to kind of touch on the subject, there was a book series. Can't remember the name of it right offhand. There was a book series that kind of sparked my entire understanding of this. Hunting the Darkness, Piercing the Darkness by Frank Bray. My suggestion, it was useful. I want to say it was like in the 80s. I would say listen to that, go and buy it. Just kind of get an idea out of the spiritual world that goes on in the background of what we see. And the Bible talks about it too, because many times, especially like the book of Job, the sons of God came. By sons of God, they meant angels. And God never had a conversation. Next thing you know, it goes to Job. So I say all that, and I know I'm kind of rambling, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. Truth is the truth. And sometimes speaking the truth will be consequences, but we are not allowed as Christians to necessarily be silent about it. Now, there's a whole difference of being obstinate and just being completely incoherent with the truth. Don't do that. But if you come to a position where you have to choose between the lie and the truth, choose the truth. Right? That's going to do it for us today. We are out of time. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining us. Next week, we are going into some more things that happened to Jerusalem and how Jesus was weeping over Jerusalem. And we're going to talk about some more figures of that happened in the New Testament. Then we're going to get into that one dreaded book that everyone is afraid of. And that is Revelation. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Thank you so much. Thank you for liking and sharing. Thank you for telling other people that you love them. Please just tell people that we love them. You've been not talking about being all stalkerish about it. You know, Jesus loves you enough. And sometimes that may be the only time somebody might hear that. Let's get this thing. Alright? God bless you all. God bless you all today.
Yeah. True. See, I do it for Jesus.
Jesus.
Everything I've been doing, give me your reason.
Give me your reason.
I got to spread the little words of a genius.
Words of a genius.
Everybody needs to know who the leader.
Know the leader.
See, I do it for Jesus.
Jesus.
Everything I've been doing, give me your reason.
Give me your